Can't you see it? The world running on EVs and renewable energy? Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, he wants to steer these athletes in the right direction as Dan LaFleur's from the Influencer Council. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Dan, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know, and you know as well as this NIL topic, everybody has an answer, but nobody really has one.
No, I don't disagree. I think the funniest thing about everything is they think they know what's coming down the road, and it's still a very big X factor. We don't know what this thing shakes out with the House settlement and everything else that's coming down the pipe here over the next few months.
You know, we've had you on a few times and we've talked about this, and, you know, you and I every day will, you know, go on online and then see another horror story of somebody who thought they had this figured out, try to get an athlete involved just to be, you know, that person. And then they kind of screw everything up. What is the best advice that you can give any of the parents out there listening? Because we have tons of parents that listen and then always looking for information, especially positive information. What are some of the things that you can say, hey, listen, I've got some sound advice that you need to follow? What would it be?
I think probably just like any other situation is plan ahead. Don't ask somebody up for help when it's too late. You know, you should have a plan going into this, especially if you're a high school senior going into, you know, the final run here. You know, these juniors are going into their senior year, into their last spring ball. They're going to be seniors here this fall. And many of these guys, literally within weeks of finishing their high school career, are going to be college students. So reaching out to people that can help you put together that plan of how the recruiting process has changed, but also how NIL now factors in and what the changes are coming down the pipe.
Right. And not only that, I mean, you know, we just got done with the Under Armour. And this is, you know, a lot of these all-stars, especially with the Navy All-American game coming up this Saturday in San Antonio. A lot of these people kind of show up with an idea of, listen, a lot of guys don't know what to do here. I'm going to come and I'm going to, you know, impart my wisdom. You know, when you take a look at these people, because you get in a position, Dan, when you go to these all-star games, that these kids are elite. I mean, they're elite kids, and they're almost like, you know, prime for the picking, because everyone goes, well, listen, if I can just get one of these kids and I could represent them and cut a deal, it's not so easy, is it?
No, and again, what is that deal? I think the biggest thing that, again, that parents have to do is have multiple conversations with a lot of people that are holding themselves out as agents in this space. You know, one of the biggest changes or one of the biggest differences with the NFL versus college football or even college basketball is, you know, there's a collective bargaining agreement that is agreed upon by players and agents and team representatives. In the college space, there is no collective bargaining agreement. These players are fending for themselves. They're all seeing contracts from either a collective or, come this summer, direct contracts from the universities. And there is language in there they all need to be aware of.
Right. Dan LaForest joins us. Influencer Council is he's part of the great team over there. And not only that, you know, now you're at the high school level. And I mean, we can understand colleges, you know, the deal was, Dan, that they wanted to get some money, you know, and rightfully so, because they bring in millions to the university. But, you know, back in the day, and you and I discussed this last time, we thought that it would be, hey, you know what, a couple thousand here, you know, if you want to, you know, buy some new clothes, or if you want to maybe take a trip home, or, you know, things like that. But wow, it's, I mean, I'm looking at, you know, somebody like a Clinton Ewers from Texas looking at $8 million. Well, I mean, why has this gotten so out of hand? And is there anything that they could do to put a cap on it?
Well, I think that's the biggest question coming through, is I think that is the intention where the NCAA, the house settlement, if you will, is that they're going to put a cap on what players can earn. But, you know, even with that $20.5 million cap that universities can pay out, the question is do what schools have collectives that still run? And right. How long are those collectives going to be funded? And how is that money distributed? You've already got some schools that have shut down their collectives effective June 30th. They're going to bring it in-house. But, you know, still, you know, there's talk of an NIL clearinghouse now where they're going to actually put values on players based on their name, image, and likeness, based on their social media activity, on followers, engagement. And this is stuff that a lot of high school players student athletes at the high school level, not just football players, but they're very uncomfortable putting themselves out on social media. So I think there's a level of understanding of what you can do to increase that activity, because, you know, the whole purpose of NIL was to for college athletes to capitalize on their fame. And it's right. created a whole new atmosphere in a very short period of time.
Yeah. I mean, and you're 100% right. Now it's gone off to the rails. And anytime you have something and there's no governor to it, or there's no, you know, guidelines, it's going to get off the rails pretty quickly. And it has. And, you know, I kind of remember the first NIL deal was struck down here in South Florida by De'Eric King of the University of Miami. He struck up a deal with a local restaurant where he was going to come and sign autographs, and they were going to pay him $100 or $1,000 just to come out and sign some autographs. Wow, what a far cry that little get together signing is, because you're looking at some of these student athletes that are, you know, as you said, making a lot of great money. You were at the Under Armour this last week. I had an opportunity to watch it. A lot of talent out there, and certainly nationwide. But a couple of our kids from the state of Florida did extremely well. You look at Gavin Nix, excuse me, from IMG Academy. Father and mom live in the Central Florida area. Here's somebody who's going to Oregon. Obviously, he had Miami early on. You had somebody like a Jordan Campbell, who we have on this evening, a junior from Miami Carroll City, who was actually the leading tackler for one of the teams. So these kids get an opportunity to go out there and kind of showcase their skills. Talk about that and you know, if that's going to have any bearing, you know, moving forward with the NIL.
Well, actually, it does. I mean, think about it. You know, you and I both saw the amount of talent that we saw on the field. And the thing about the Under Armour All-America game is the majority of the kids that play in that game do move on to have successful college careers, and even a higher percentage of making it to the NFL. So it was amazing to see the type of athletes. And then this year, they actually allowed some juniors to play, and they held their own very well, and yeah, was very, they were all very impressive.
You know, when you and I were standing on the sideline and I pointed out Naheem Burrows to you, well, he actually probably got more publicity out of that game than anybody. Just a junior from Jacksonville Bulls. And as he walked away, I said, look at the size of that kid. And as you said, now these young men are really getting to make a point a year early. Credit, you know, places to Under Armour for doing that. This week, they move it to San Antonio with a lot more talent, and it's great. Dan, let everybody know how they can get involved and at least get some information from you guys.
Yeah, you can follow us on social media at Team Council, or you can just go to the website at influencer-council.com.
Good stuff. Dan, I can't thank you enough, brother. We'll catch up.
Appreciate you, Larry.
Good stuff. Dan LaForest, Influencer Council. If you're out there and you really need more information on this whole thing, because it is shark-infested waters, believe me. So, I mean, take advantage of it. I mean, that's why we have people like Dan on and other people who could help you guys, you know, get an understanding of what's going on as well.